She thunketh him upon her knees all bare, and home unto her husband is she fare, and told him all as ye and her may side. And be ye sicker I was so well apied, that it were impossible me to greet her. What shall de linger of this case and eat? Arviragus and Dorigen his wife, in sovereign blisse laden forth her leaf. Never eft, ne was there angre in betweene. It cherisseth here, as though she were a quene, and she was to him true for evermore. Of these twa folk ye get of me na more. Aurelius, that his cost hath all forlorn, curses the team that ever I was born.
Alas!
What hey?
Alas, that he be hicked of purid gold, 1,000 pound of weight unto this philosoph. Who shall he do? He say no more, but that he am fordo. Min heritage mote he need his cell, and bane a beggar. Here may he not dwell, and shaman all me kindred in this place, but he of him may get a better grass. But natheless, he will love him aside at certain days, year be year to pay, and thank him of his greater courtesia. Me truth will he keep, he will not leave.
With air to soar, he goth unto his coffre, and brought a gold unto this philosophre, the value of 500 pound, he guesse, and him beseecheth of his gentilesse to grant him dyes of the remnant, and sighed it.
Maister, if dar well mark avant, he failed never of me truth as yet. For sickerly, me debtor shall be quit toward as you, whoever that he far to go on a begged in me kirtle bar. But will ye vouch yourself, upon surete, 2 year or 3 for to respite in me, than were he well. For Ellis mote he sell me in heritage, there is no more to tell.
This philosopher soberly answered, and sighed thus when he these words heard.
Have he not holden gouvernant unto thee?
Yes, certes, well and truly.
Quod he?
Hast thou not had the laddie as thee leaketh?
No, no.
Quod he, and sorrowfully he seeketh.
What was the cause? Tell me if thou can.
Aurelius his tal anon began, and told him all as ye an heard before. It needeth not to you rehearse it more. He sighed.
Arviragus of gentiles had laver dee in sorrow and in distress than that his wife were of her truth a false.
The sorrow of Dorigen he told him else, who loth her was to bane a wicked wife, and that she laver had lost that dire leaf, and that her truth she swore through innocence. She ne'er erst had heard spake of apparence.
That mad may han of her so great pity, and richt as freely as he sent her may, as freely sent he her to him again. This, all and sum, there is no more to sign.